Rewinding Kaya FM on FM Rewind.
Early morning with Sotumeya, 5 to 6 a.m.
Kaya FM 95.9.
It is a Monday. So usually on a Monday, we talk about inspirational things, motivation, and we talk things that might help us to take on a brand new weekend, things that help us to go out there and be the better version of ourselves. And as usual, joining us on the line is Confidence Seleme on the Confidence Booster. And today we are chatting about the value of vision. Good morning, Confidence. How are you?
Good morning, Sutu. Good morning to the listeners. I'm doing well in yourself.
I'm good, thank you. So we are having a conversation about vision today. I know people are always talking about vision boards, the importance of having vision boards, and just being able to visualize the future. So that's what we're talking about today.
Yeah, we're talking about vision. Very, very important topic, in my opinion. And I've titled the value of vision. And honestly, I would say, you know, if you don't know the value of a particular thing, it's easy to be careless with it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, think of a child playing with their mother's diamond earrings.
Mm-hmm.
Because that child doesn't know how valuable those diamond earrings are. He or she plays with them as if, you know, they're just ordinary toys bought for $20 at the shop.
Mm-hmm.
But and vision is a valuable commodity in our lives. But if you were to ask a lot of people what their vision for their life is, many wouldn't be able to give you a concrete answer.
Mm-hmm.
So today I really want us to discuss, you know, why vision is so valuable. And number one, vision is valuable because vision gives you direction for your life. You know, when you have a vision of where you want to end up, it makes choosing your direction easy.
Mm-hmm.
Right? For instance, if I'm in Limpopo province and I want to go to Western Cape, I know that the direction I need to take is south. I also know which roads I should get on in order to get there. You know, vision guides you and helps you find the right path.
Mm-hmm.
But a lack of vision makes you live life lost.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's easier to help a person who is lost but knows where they want to go. But it's almost impossible to help somebody who is lost and they don't know where they want to go.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. If somebody comes to me on the street and says, you know what, I want to go to Mall of Africa. They are lost, but because they know where they want to go, it's easy for me to say, no, just take the N1,
mm-hmm.
Take the N12, et cetera, and you'll get there. But if somebody comes to me and says they are lost and ask them,
where do you want to go?
Mm. I don't know. Then that person can't be helped. So you need to know where you are, because even if you get lost, you can get help to get there. When you know where you want to go, you can find the direction that leads you there. But when you don't know where you want to go, there is no right direction that can be given to you.
Mm-hmm.
So, and you know, it's almost like I like the example of the navigation system. The navigation system only responds when you punch in a destination.
Mm-hmm.
You know, as powerful and as effective as it is, as long as there is no destination punched in, it will remain silent. And when you do not have a vision for your life, you are living life with a silent navigation system. You don't know where to go.
Mm-hmm.
So, and you have all the power. So we have all the power and the tools available to us to get to any destination. But because we haven't expressed a desire to reach a particular decision, we live life in silence and mediocrity. So number one, vision gives you direction. Number two, vision gives you hope.
Mm-hmm.
You know, hopelessness and a lack of vision go hand in hand. It's easy for the person who hasn't envisioned a better future for themselves to get stuck in hopelessness. But vision gives you hope, even in seemingly hopeless situations. You know, you may be in debt right now and it may look hopeless. But if you have a vision of attaining financial freedom, that vision will give you the hope you need in order to pursue mm-hmm. that financial freedom. When you don't have a vision for your life, life can end up feeling quite pointless. But vision gives you a reason to wake up in the morning, to keep striving even when things are hard, to keep fighting even, you know, at times you may feel like you're losing, but mm-hmm. because you have vision, you keep on fighting. Vision gives you that hope.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're feeling hopeless today, I would advise you to get a pen and paper and start writing down your vision for your life. You know, start writing down, where will you be in 5 years' time? How much, you know, money will you be making? Who are the people you'll be associating with? What you're going to be doing. So if you're feeling a sense of hopelessness, one way to rekindle your hope is to sit down, get the pen. You know, where will I be in 5 years' time? This is the car I'll be driving. This is the type of people I want to be associated with. This is the place I want to be living. This is how much money I want to be making. Write down your vision. Meditate on it, internalize that vision, and then start taking the necessary steps to attain your vision. So if you know this is the type of money I want to be making in 5 years' time, what are the steps you need to get there? You know, what are the steps you need to take in order to get there? Do you need to go do a management course, for example, so that you can, you know, you can upgrade your leadership acumen so that you can get into leadership position? You need to start an entrepreneurial pursuit, because that type of money is perhaps normally, you know, made by entrepreneurs who are doing quite well. So whatever the vision is, meditate on it, internalize it, and then take the necessary steps in order to attain the vision. It's pointless to have the vision if you're not going to work towards the vision. So number two, vision gives you hope. Number three, and finally, vision makes you protective. Vision makes you protective. You know, when you have a vision for your life, you are careful and protective about your life. Vision guides your behavior and makes you act in a way that is aligned to what you desire to accomplish. You know, when you have a vision, you don't just engage in any kind of activity and you just don't involve yourself with anybody. You know that you have what you have, and the life that you're living has immense value attached to it, and so you protect it. When we know the value of a particular thing, we take steps and measures to make sure that it is protected. So the mother, with the example of the mother and the child and the diamond earrings, the mother knows that these diamond earrings are available, so she'll take them and put them in the safe. What we value, what we deem to be valuable, we protect. So when you have a vision, that vision helps you to protect your life. You know that I'm not going to start doing drugs because I know that in 5 years' time, I want to be in a particular place. In 10 years' time, I want to be achieving certain things. So because you have a vision, you become very protective of your life. And when you know you're going somewhere, and you know that it's not just any road that will get you there, you become careful not just about where you walk, but how you walk as well. And careless living, a lot of the times, is a sign of lack of vision. The kids who are out there on Nyaope, the people who are drinking their lives away, a lot of time that careless type of living is a sign that there is no concrete vision that is guiding them. There is no concrete vision that they're pursuing.
They can't see further than where they are.
They can't see further than the way you are. And it also goes back to the lack of hope. Because they have no vision, then they have no hope. And when you have no hope, you live in any kind of way. Doing drugs becomes easy when you don't have hope, because you're not seeing tomorrow. So today is all there is, and so you're not afraid to end it today. And it's one of the reasons it's one of the reasons why people commit suicide. Even people who commit suicide are normally people who don't see beyond today. So why should I see tomorrow if I don't see beyond today, you know? So when you have a vision, it infuses you with hope and it gives you a reason to live. If you start saying, you know what, I see it in 10 years' time. I see myself in that particular space. I see myself living my dream in 10 years' time. It will give you a reason to pursue tomorrow. It will give you a reason to wake up in the morning.
Okay.
When a person is living in a way that will damage and wreck their future, it tells us that they either have no vision or that they have little regard for their vision. So in essence, vision helps to protect your life.
Okay.
The value of vision.
All right. Thank you so much, Confidence, for joining us and for those pearls of wisdom that you have imparted on us. Thank you very much, and can't wait to have another conversation with you next week right here on the home of the Afropolitan.
Awesome. Thank you. I appreciate the opportunity highly.
Thank you. So that was our Confidence Dilemma on the Confidence Booster, talking to us about vision and talking about the fact that, you know, you need to be able to see yourself beyond where you are, beyond the point that you are at this point. And that is where visualizing and vision comes in. If you are just joining us, it is a quarter past five. You are listening to the home of the Afropolitan. And of course, this is Early Morning with myself, Sotumeya.
Early Morning with Sotumeya, 5 to 6 a.m.
Kaya FM 95.9. Rewinding Kaya FM on FM Rewind. Visit kayafm.co.za for more.